Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, gracias por veniros. Therefore, yesterday we had good fortune to visit Krishna's visit, to discuss Krishna's visit to Mathura. After Krishna broke the sacrificial bow of Kamsa Maharaj, that time all the residents of Mathura, they came out and offered many paraphernalia for Krishna's happiness. They're thinking, well, if he's the next king, if we can make some friendship with him now, we'll get tax reductions. That time Kamsa had a terrible night. Last night we discussed the thinking of Kamsa. He had arranged a big wrestling arena as a display of strength. Nanda Baba went with Upananda, some of the other coward men, to present their yearly taxes to Kamsa. Out of disrespect of Kamsa, Krishna and Balaram had not gone there for the morning program. Therefore, Kamsa told Nanda Baba, your two sons should not be afraid of me. I do not think they are bad boys. They should come here and display their strength and expertise in wrestling before the citizens. That wrestling arena of Kamsa is just near Gurudev's Mat there in Mathura. The bands were playing. Kamsa, despite sitting in the royal pavilion surrounded by his bodyguards, the provincial kings, Kamsa's heart was full of fear. His body trembled. Chadana Mustik, two powerful wrestlers, enthused by the music, sat on the wrestling mats. At time, Krishna and Balaram approached the wrestling arena. Krishna and Balaram heard the music. They approached the wrestling arena to see what was happening. But as he came to Holy Gate, you know Holy Gate? There, the big elephant, Kuvalyapid, was waiting. At the urge of his keeper, the mahout, on the back of the elephant, that elephant came forward to kill Krishna. Krishna said, "O driver, move your elephant to the left immediately. If you do not do this, I will send you and your driver to the abode of Yamaraj." Threatened, the elephant keeper became very angry. He prodded his elephant on the head. That elephant charged forward to kill Krishna and Balaram. Krishna moved beneath his legs. The elephant used his sense of smell to find Krishna. Krishna dragged him by the trunk, then dragged him by the tail 25 bow lengths backwards. The elephant was very much ashamed. He was chasing Krishna, who appeared to fall on the ground. The elephant went forward to skewer him. But Krishna, at the last minute, escaped. Krishna became bored of the battle and slapped the elephant with his left hand, then pulled the trunk out of the elephant's head, beat the elephant to death with his own trunk. Sorry, with his own tusk, and beat the driver to death also. Thus Krishna, taking one tusk in his hand, speckled by the blood, Balaram taking the other tusk, they entered the arena of Kamsa Maharaj. That time, accompanied by several boyfriends, different types of persons saw the same Krishna in different types of ways. Malana Masanin Rinam Nanavaram Striyos Maromurtimam. That time, the residents of Mathura, who were by nature non-envious, they saw Krishna as Nanavaram, the best of men. Striyam Smaromurtimam. The women saw Krishna as Cupid. Gopanam Swajanam Ram. Coward boys saw Krishna as their own friend. Aksat Ksiti Bujam Sasta Swapitro. Those who were in the mood of parental affection, Batsali Ras towards Krishna, they saw Swaputro. My son has come, Devaki and Basudev and Nanda Baba. Asaiksiti Bhujam, the wicked king, saw Krishna as punishment personified. Mrityu Bhoji, Mrityu Bhojapati, Virada Vidusham, Kams saw Krishna as death. Krishna's Surup is not death, therefore Kams, he saw an Abbas, a shadow of the real Krishna. Virada Vidusham, the materialistic person saw Krishna as an ordinary person. Tattvam Param Yoginam, but the yogis saw Krishna as the Paratattva. Brishni Nam Paradevita Vitudrajajit Rangasam Gata Sagrajaha. And the Brishnis, they saw Krishna as their worshipful deity. The wicked priests of Kamsa, who were Brahmanas but demonic, when they saw Krishna entering, sprinkled by blood from the elephant, they saw Krishna with disgust. What type of Bhagavan is this? Obviously he's just killed some innocent animal outside. He hasn't even taken bath. What a horrible beast. Krishna's Surup is not disgust. Krishna's Surup is not death. Krishna's Surup is not material. Therefore, those, because they had no pure devotion, they simply saw a shadow of Krishna's real nature. Therefore, those with devotion saw Krishna's true Surup according to their eligibility, but those who had no devotion could not understand him at all. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna promises, Jaitam Mamra Padyante Tamsateva Bhajahamyaham. O Arjuna, that way you surrender to me, I reciprocate with you accordingly. Therefore, those who had material vision, Krishna reciprocated by giving them material vision. When Kamsa saw that Kuvalyapid was dead, his keeper was also finished. If he wasn't in anxiety before, he definitely was now. That time, Krishna was covered in ornaments suitable for wrestling. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur said, Krishna had ornaments, but they were made of cloth so as not to cause injury to himself. Thus, the residents of Mathura finally drank the beauty of Krishna Balaram. Their eyes came very wide to take in that nectar. Their eyes appeared like they appeared to be drinking Krishna with their eyes, licking him with their tongues, smelling him with their noses, and embracing him with their arms. Thus, the members of the audience began to discuss each other about Krishna's beauty. Some said, these two boys are certain expansions of the Supreme Lord and Narayan. They have appeared in this as the son of Vasudev. Oh yeah, the black one, Krishna. He took birth from Mother Devaki and he was brought to Gokul, where he has remained concealed all this time. Some others said, yes, he killed Putana and the whirlwind demon. He pulled down the twin Arjuna trees. He killed Sankachuda, Keshi, Danukasur, and other demons. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, because the residence Mathura was a little far, the stories had become a little jumbled. Because Krishna had not actually killed Danukasur, it was Balaram. Yes, he saved the cows. He drank the forest fire. It was he that subdued the serpent Kalia. You okay, Prem? It was him that removed the pride of Indra by lifting it for 7 days and seven nights. The gopis overcame all types of unhappiness and distress simply seeing his smiling face. And the white one there, his name is Balaram. He has killed Pralambasur, Batsasur, Bakasur, and other demons. Actually, Balaram had not killed Bakasur, but the stories had been mixed. Therefore, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the Maturavasi speaking this verse gave the wrong sequence and the wrong credit to Balaram as the annihilator of different demons. The reason for this mistake is that news of Krishna's exploits spread amongst the ordinary people. The facts became a bit jumbled. That time Chandor and Mustik, who had been designated to kill Krishna, they approached, slapping their arms. Oh Krishna, you are a resident of Mathura. Therefore it is your job in every respect, your duty to please the king. The king is very fond of wrestling. You should try to please the king. Those who do not try to please the king will meet a very bad end. Then Krishna and Balaram said, how we can fight against you? You are two mountains. We are only small boys. Then Chandra Musik said, no, you have killed great demons like Keshi and Putana. You are not really a child, nor are you a young man. And neither is Balaram. You are both stronger than the strongest. After all, you just killed an elephant outside who had the strength of 1,000 ordinary elephants. Also in Mathura, you've eaten so much butter and yogurt. Therefore, you have strength. Therefore, Chan and Mustik went forward to fight with Krishna and Balaram. Krishna accepted the challenge of Chanura, and Balaram took the challenge of Mustak. Both began to seize each other's hands. Locking legs, the opponents struggled for victory. With fist against fist, head against head, knee against knee, and chest against chest, they began to fight, pulling each other here and there like a lion pulls an elephant. Sometimes moving in circles, shoving and crushing each other, the fighting was going on. Sometimes they would forcefully lift and carry each other. The fighters hurt even their own body in desire for victory. That time the women who are soft-hearted were watching the fight. They said, alas, what great irreligion we are seeing. Chan and Mustak are like mountains and these small boys are fighting them. And the king is so sinful he is watching this. What comparison can there be between two professional wrestlers whose limbs are as strong as thunderbolts? And these two young, immature boys with tender limbs. Religious principles have definitely been violated. Therefore, we should leave this assembly at once. Alas, to see the lotus feet of Krishna as he moves around his wrestler. That face is covered by perspiration. Thus, his face resembles a lotus flower, Shyamala, covered by dew. Can you not see Balaram? His eyes are copperish, reddish, due to anger in the fight. Therefore, how fortunate are the gopis. Gopyas tapa kimacharadya demusya rupam lavanya saram asamodam ananyasidam digabhi pibanti anu savabam durapam ekanta dhanava aishwaryasya suyasya. Just like a lion in a cage. It's still a lion, but the lion is not beautiful. In the same way that Krishna who is now in Mathura, he's the same Krishna, but he's not attractive like he is in Vrindavan. Because here is such a hellish atmosphere. The king are cheering for the death of Krishna. Charan Mustak, Charan Mustak. Such a terrible atmosphere. Krishna is speckled by the drops of blood from the elephant. Also now, in Mathura, there is so much mood of awe and reverence. There is the same Krishna, but his beauty is not manifest like it's manifest in Vrindavan. Therefore, gopyas tapa kimacharadya namusya rupam. What austerity the gopis must have performed. Because they can always see the beauty of Krishna's original form there in Vrindavan. Lavanyasaram asamodam ananyasidam. The beauty of Krishna's form is unequaled. What to speak of being surpassed? Lavanya Sadam. Kishore, just move a little bit. Take your hat off. Can't see people behind you. Lavanya Sadam. Guru Maharaj says, like a pearl, the luster that comes from a pearl, that soft shining, that is called Lavanya. Therefore, Lavanya Sadam, Krishna is the embodiment of all luster, all beauty, all effulgence. Ananyasaram asamoram ananyasidam. Ananyasidam means there is nothing else that can be more perfect than that form. Krishna's body is completely perfect. Not like us, Sometimes one toe, the middle toe is bigger than the big toe. Fingers are bent, nose a little this side. One eyebrow is higher than the other. All of our bodies have some defect. But Krishna's form is completely symmetrical. Ananyasiddham, it's not that Krishna needs anything to make his form appear more attractive. Digabhi pibhanti asu asa bhavanam durapam. That beauty is very rarely achieved, and only the gopis got that chance. You know the gopis are, Kuru? The ladies in Vrindavan. Yes. Only the gopis got the chance to see that full beauty. We are seeing Krishna, but in such a terrible situation, we cannot taste the nectar like the gopis taste. Ekanda dharma yasasa sriyaiswaresa. That form of Krishna in Vrindavan is the abode of all beauty, all opulence, all fame, and all religion. Everything is there. Deva gopyas tapaki macharad. What austerities the gopis have performed. If we could know, we could perform those same austerities, therefore we could take birth in Vrindavan. In the following of the gopis, we can also see that same Krishna. Jadohane avohane matalopanena premken khan avito rudidakshana majanado gayanti chaina manurattatiyo asrukanto danya brajasriyo urukrip 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 urukrama chittayava. Brain's got a little bit of a chip there. Thus, those gopis are so much fortunate. Jadohane avohane matalopanena. While milking cows, while sweeping, while performing any different types of seva, while winnowing grain or churning butter, their voice always choked. Their minds were always thinking of Krishna. And they always chanted, Govinda Dhamo Dharvadaveti Danya Brajasriyo Urukrita Chittiyava. All glories to the gopis, they are indeed fortunate because their minds are like a chariot. And Krishna always sits on that chariot. When the gopis heard the playing of Krishna's flute when he returns from grazing the cows at sunset, that time the gopis used to come out and cast their glance upon Krishna. They must have performed unlimited pious activities to see his beauty at that time with the cows. As he walks on the road, Krishna would definitely have smiled and looked towards them. But we are getting no chance like that. Therefore, even the residents of Mathura, which is also the spiritual world, they have agreed to enter Vrindavan. Thus, as Krishna heard the prayers of the women of Mathura, the Mathura Ramanis, then out of affection for those ladies, Krishna thought we should end this wrestling. When Krishna heard the parents like Devaki and Vasudev weeping, oh, after so many years, we're seeing our son and he's just about to be killed by Charan and Mustik. Like we discussed, Krishna never likes that attraction for him should be cold. If he puts his devotees some tribulation, so their affection for Krishna will go to the topmost. They grieved not knowing their son's strength, but understanding he is the Supreme Lord. Thus Krishna decided to quickly finish the wrestling. Mustik and Charan were expert at wrestling. Their bodies were like iron, but Krishna's blows on them were like thunderbolts, breaking every part of their body. Thus, Chano was becoming exhausted. He felt more and more pain and fatigue. At that time, with the last roar, where's Magic Man? With the last subhuman roar, in the wrestling. Last night those two were wrestling on the mats. He grabbed Krishna and cracked with both hands on Krishna's head. But Krishna remained completely unaffected, just like if you throw a flower on an elephant. Then Krishna, not at all shaken by the demon's mighty blow, Krishna spun him around. And just by the centrifuge, like in a blender, Charan lost his life. Thus the wrestler fell down dead, his ornaments, his cloth and hair scattered, like a huge festival column. You have that in America, right? The big big column with all the ribbons hanging off and everyone swings around. Like one of them, you have, what are they called? Maypole. You have them in America? Huh? That's why I asked, you have them in America? Therefore, like one of them falling down, he fell down dead. Mustik, seeing his friend finished, he became desperate. But Balaram slapped him negligently with his left hand. And vomiting blood, Mustik also fell down dead. Chalan Mustik, disappearance day, ki. Then the brothers of Chalan Mustik, they came forward to kill, especially the wrestler Kut. Krishna jumped up and with his toes split him in half. The other wrestlers, if I was one of those wrestlers, I wouldn't be so much anxious to take the mat after that. Charan, Mustik, Kut, Sal, and Toshal having been killed, the other wrestlers became terrified. It's Armageddon. Armageddon out of here. Thus they fled for their lives. That time, some friends of Krishna who had come from Vrindavan, especially Subal, could not know that all the audience were chanting, Krishna Balaram ki jai. But Krishna's friends from Vrindavan could not tolerate his special Subal. He came up and said, you think you're a big wrestler? He put Krishna in a headlock and threw him on the ground and defeated Krishna in front of all the residents of Mathura. That time, everyone was cheering, Krishna Balaram ki except Kamsa, he became furious. Stop that shouting! He knew that his death was near. Everyone was cheering. The brahmanas were chanting, Sadhu, Sadhu. Kamsa saw that his best wrestlers had been killed. He stopped the music that was meant for the glorification of Krishna and Balaram and began to call to his soldiers. Capture the two sons of Basudev and throw them out of the city. Catch that fool Nanda and confiscate his property. Kill that most evil wretch, Vasudev. Also kill my father, also Ugrasen. He was also clapping when Krishna was killing Charanamustak. Kill my father and all his friends. They have now become the friends of my enemy. Das as Kamsa was shouting. Krishna jumped onto the royal dais. That time Krishna appeared like death personified to Kamsa. Kamsa, as quick as lightning, he took his sword and shield. Like a hawk, he was moving. But Krishna was faster. He grabbed Kamsa by the hair and pulled him very hard. Remember in the beginning of past times when on the marriage day of Krishna's mother, Kamsa had taken his mother's hair in his hand and went to chop off her head. Then Krishna grabbed the hair of Kamsa very hard. Remember what you did to my mother? Krishna threw him off the dais onto the ground. Then Krishna, smacked him on the head, knocked his crown off, and threw him onto the wrestling mat, like the WWF. Then Krishna jumped off the top rope and landed on Kamsa's chest. Just by having Krishna sit on his chest, Kamsa lost his life. Because inside Krishna is millions and millions of universes. And then Krishna made a show of beating Kamsa. Krishna was so small and Kamsa was so huge that no one could believe that Krishna had killed him. Therefore many were thinking, wait, Kamsa's just unconscious. It's a trick. Therefore in order to pacify them and show them that Kamsa was really dead, Krishna pulled Kamsa's dead body by the hair like an elephant, like a lion pulls its prey. As a lion drags a dead elephant, Krishna dragged Kamsa's dead body along the ground in full view of everyone. All the people cried, Hari Bol. Kamsa had always been disturbed by the thought the Supreme Lord would kill him. Therefore Kamsa, while drinking, eating, moving about, sleeping, or even breathing, the king had always thought of a Lord and constantly seen him everywhere. If one becomes completely Krishna conscious, then Yomam Pasata Sarvatya Sarvata Yomam Patrata, he sees Krishna present everywhere. Therefore Kamsa was seeing the Lord everywhere before him with the discus and club in his hand. Therefore at the time of death, comes to achieve the rare benediction of achieving the spiritual world with a form like Krishna's. It means he achieved a spiritual form in the spiritual world. Kamsa's eight young brothers, headed by Kanka and Nyagrodarka, attacked Krishna in a rage. "You have killed our older brother." Therefore, Balaram came forward and killed those eight brothers because Krishna had already killed his uncle. Imagine if he killed his eight nephews as well. Therefore, Krishna remained separate from that fight, and Balaram did the needful. The son of Rohini, Balaram, killed those eight brothers with his club very easily. That time the demigods cheered. Even the demigods were afraid of Kamsa. They threw flowers down. What's your name, madam? Chapala. Okay. Just checking you're still awake there. All the demigods cheered. They threw flowers on the forms of Krishna Balaram. The wives of Kamsa came forward weeping bitterly. The wives of Kamsa, their names were? What's the word for thirst? Anyway, their names are given here. Anyway. I forget their names. Can anyone remember the names of Kamsa's wives? Huh? It does matter, BJ. They were the daughters of Jarasandha. That's why it matters, Vijay. Anyway, I forget. Therefore, embracing the dead form of their husbands, they wept most bitterly. "Alas, O master, O husband, because you are dead, we are also now dead." That time the ladies had so much affection for the husbands. Not now, and the husband dead, they're merely cashing in their life insurance policies. "O great hero amongst men, but now you are dead, the city is bereft of its beauty. All our good fortune has come to an end. You have been killed because of your violence towards others. How can one who harms others ever achieve happiness?" Therefore, Krishna is so kind, he personally consoled the wives of Kamsa. Then was time for the funeral ceremony of Kamsa. Therefore, Kamsa's body was so big, there was no way to carry it. So huge. Therefore, Krishna personally dragged the body down to the bank of the Yamuna. And when Kamsa was dragged like a plow, it made a big, what do you call, furrow in the ground?
Ditch.
That ditch is still there. All the sewage of Mathura flows in that ditch. Therefore, Krishna had become the king of Mathura in one day. That time, even though Krishna had appeared in the Yadu dynasty, we told the story the other night, Yadu Maharaj was a great devotee, but he did not agree to change his youth for his father's old age. Therefore, his father cursed him. "No king will appear in your dynasty." But Krishna was so much affectionate to Yadu that Krishna appeared, himself appeared in his dynasty. And Krishna made Ugrasen king, even though Ugrasen had no ability to become king because he was a Yadu. Krishna merely, even though Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, how much respect he gives to his devotees. He made Ugrasen king, and Krishna came and bowed before him, "I am your servant." So that night, it's described, Krishna could not return back to Nanda. After the wrestling, Krishna's father, Nanda Baba, went back to the bullock carts. "They're waiting. When Krishna and Balaram will come, we can go back to Vrindavan." But that night, because there was so much celebration at the death of Kamsa, also Krishna had been united with his second set of parents, Devaki and Vasudev. Therefore, Krishna could not come back that night. Therefore, all night and all day, Nandababa was only weeping. When Krishna and Balaram will return, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur describes it. When Krishna and Balaram came back to Nanda, he took one on each lap and began to weep. Then Nanda Baba asked, "All are saying that you are really the son of Devaki and Vasudev." And Krishna said, "Never. We are only yours, Nanda. Oh Baba, we are only yours." Then Nanda said to Balaram, "But it's true, you are the son of Vasudev." Balaram said, "No. There's more than one type of father. Only the father who gives birth is not the father. the one who nourishes and maintains. He is the real father. Therefore, now what to do? 11 years, Devaki and Vasudev had been put in jail with stones on their chest. And now Krishna had come for only one day and he'll go back to Vrindavan. Therefore, they would definitely die of a broken heart. Therefore, Nanda, in such a position, he said, maybe Balaram can stay here, because Balaram is the son of Vasudev. And I will take Krishna with me back to Mathura. Balaram said, never. I cannot live one second without Krishna. Therefore, either we both go back together. I will not stay here without Krishna. That time, Nanda was very kind, with tears in his eyes. He said, after so many years, how I can take you back? Therefore, Nanda is not cruel. Nanda is very merciful. Prem, strike one. Nanda is very merciful. He cannot take Krishna and Balaram. Then the residents of Mathura will die from separation from Krishna. Therefore, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur describes, in one form, Krishna and Balaram went back, unseen by everyone, to Vrindavan with their father. And in another form, Krishna Balaram stayed in Mathura and Nanda Baba went back empty cart. In the pastimes of Krishna, two pastimes are going on simultaneously. Even though when Nanda went back, Krishna gave him many jewels, his ornaments he gave to Nanda as a souvenir, as a token of affection. When Nanda came back to Vrindavan, he showed all the gopis Krishna's ornaments. The gopis became, you sold Krishna for this? And weeping. Therefore, in one form, in the Prakat Lila, we see that Krishna Balaram never came back to Vrindavan, and all the residents of Vrindavan simply wept without him. Little move that. Thank you. In one form, Krishna was not there in Vrindavan, and all the residents of Vrindavan are simply weeping without him. That is called Prakat Vrindavan. But another form, Aprakat Vrindavan, Krishna is always there with the devotees. Both pastimes are going on simultaneously. So now Krishna had come to reside in Mathura. The residents of Vrindavan simply wept, thinking of him. When, after killing Kamsa, his parents offered many prayers to him. When Krishna could understand now, Vasudeva and Devaki were offering many prayers. They were going to bow to Krishna. Then Krishna thought, this is not good. At least they should have some affection towards me as their son. Krishna expanded his yogamaya potency in the heart of Devaki and Vasudeva, and they forgot that Krishna was the Supreme Lord. Krishna went and bowed to his parents, my dear father. Because of us, you two could not enjoy our childhood, boyhood, or our youth. Thus, by fate, we were deprived of your association. We could not see you also. It is the duty of the children to always give happiness to the parents, but we could not do. We were stuck in Vrindavan. Therefore, alas, a man, even though able to do so, a son who, even though able to do so, does not serve his parents, is forced after death to eat his own meat. Ready, Madhuka? Krishna says, if one is possible, one should serve one's parents. A man who, despite being able to do, does not maintain his wife or children, that person is considered dead even though breathing. Vijay? Thus, Krishna Balaram said, we are unable to serve you. We cannot give you any happiness because we were stuck in Vrindavan because of fear of Kamsa. Therefore, the Vasudeva and Devaki embraced Krishna with tears pouring from their eyes. My son, my son. So, then came the time for Krishna's Upanayan, when the boy becomes a little old enough and the parents quickly perform the Brahminical Samskar. Samskar means an impression. easy to remember, scar, some scar. Everything we do makes an impression in our mind. And at nighttime, what we dream, last night I've dreamt of Vichitri. Everything we do in our life, everything we do during the day, everything is makes some impression in the mind. At nighttime, what we see in our dreams, that is simply the past impressions. Therefore, the spiritual master, he is so kind, he gives what is called samskar. Right now, we're seeing the deities, seeing the tulsi, hearing Harikata, one impression is being made in the mind. Spiritual impression. Guru Maharaj said, like in India, the women, they lower the bucket on a rope, up, they bring the water up, down. That rope is very soft, but that rope going up and down for many years makes an impression in the stone. In the same way, all this, hearing, chanting, remembering, taking Mahaprasad, worshipping Tulsi, it's making a spiritual impression in the mind. Therefore, the spiritual master, he gives what is called diksha, samskar. In order to make that spiritual impression very deep and the most prominent thing in our lives, like we're always remembering the past, because that samskar is there. But by hearing and chanting, cheto, dapana, marjanam, all those material samskars are completely wiped clean. And then by hearing and chanting, the spiritual samskar is put in. That much prominent the spiritual samskar comes in our life, that much we become Krishna conscious, not more, not less. Then in order to make that samskar very deep, in the Vedic process, there's the process of diksha, initiation. Initiation means the guru puts a deep samskar. You are Krishna's. By receiving mantra from him, he gives that impression. Then now, the residents of Mathura were thinking, Krishna cannot forget Vrindavan. Even he is here, he is still thinking, I am the son of Nanda and Yasoda and Vrindavan. Can you follow any of this? It's a very deep thing. Therefore, quickly, we must give him a samskar. He should forget about Vrindavan. He should remember now, I am a Kshatriya, son of Devaki and Vasudev. Therefore, in order that Krishna would forget Vrindavan, they gave him what is called samskar, diksha. Therefore, they shaved his head along with Balaram. And they took initiation. Diksha, Gagachar, to show that everyone should take initiation from the spiritual master. That time, Krishna and Balaram were given a brahmachari danda. Kunamaja says, Krishna's was crooked, but Balaram's danda was very straight. Then after one takes initiation, one should go begging. Just like even now, when we take initiation, first, we have to go to a mother. And what do we say? Varuni, Taruni? Bhavatim biksham dehi. Oh, mother, give me a donation. First, we go to the mother. Therefore, now Krishna and Balaram are initiated. Vasudev and Devaki are hoping he must forget Vrindavan. Therefore, when Krishna with a shaved head, how attractive he looked then. He went with his cloth to beg donation from his mother. That time Devaki was waiting, lipstick, everything. But Krishna remembered something else. He remembered Yasoda. Yasoda had promised, Krishna, when you take initiation, samskar, then come to me, I'll fill your bag full of many jewels, pearls and gold. So even though Krishna was in Mathura, and he'd just taken initiation from Gargacharya, and Mother Devaki was there waiting to give Krishna his first donation as a brahmachari, that time Krishna said, Bhavatam, Bhavatim, Biksham Dehi. Oh, mother, give me a donation. And Krishna closed his eyes and Krishna remembered Yasoda there. Oh, mother Yasoda promised me she would give the first donation. And Krishna was crying, Bhavatim, Biksham Dehi, and weeping. Krishna fell unconscious there. Devaki was thinking, I am right here, his mother. He is not even looking at me, not even thinking of me. He's only remembering Yasoda. And Balaram also weeping, oh mother, where are you? And both fell on the ground unconscious. That time Guru Maharaj says, how cruel are the residents of Mathura. Even for a kid's birthday, you invite the relatives from a distant place. But for the most important part of a boy's life, his Upanayan Samskar, they didn't even invite an insect from Vrindavan. Not even a sparrow. Not even a termite. Because as soon as Krishna sees anything from Vrindavan, he'll remember Vrindavan again. Therefore, Nanda Devakin Vasudev said, what can we do? Even here, he is not forgetting the residents of Vrindavan. Therefore, quickly send him away. Where'd they send him, Kishori? Ujjain. There, he went to the school of the Guru, Sandipani Rishi. There, in 64 days, Krishna learned the 64 arts. Those 64 arts are, can you remember them, Vijay? Learning the language of animals, origami, how to disguise oneself, singing, music, drama, cooking, making flower decorations, splashing water, dancing. Huh? How to make a good practical joke, apparently. In this way, Sandipani Rishi was actually a devotee of Lord Shiva. Otherwise, how any devotee of Krishna can become the guru of Krishna? Therefore, Krishna, even despite being the Supreme Lord, of course, that's another thing. But now, despite being the son of a king, Krishna went to the ashram of the guru with bare feet, not on any chariot. Because in the ashram of the spiritual master, all are servants. Therefore, Krishna did not come in the mood, I am king, I am great. He came as the mood of a servant. Therefore, after attaining the twice-born status through initiation, the two lords took the further vow of celibacy from Gargamuni, the spiritual master of the Yadus, concealing their perfect knowledge by their human-like activities. Those two omniscient lords of the universe went to Ujjain. Despite themselves being the origin of all knowledge, they went to the school of the Guru to receive knowledge. Thus they approached Sandipani Muni, a native of Varanasi and living in the city of Avanti. He taught them the Dhanurved, the most confidential secrets, and here are some of the... He taught them all types of politics, six types of politics, how to make peace, how to make war, marching, how to sit in one place, how to divide one's forces, sangsaya, how to seek the protection of a more powerful ruler. In 64 days, those best of persons, Krishna and Balaram, became perfect after hearing the knowledge given only once. Thus, in 64 days, they learned the 64 skillful arts. Therefore, after one studies from the spiritual master, or after one receives initiation, one should make some presentation to the spiritual master. Because in Vedic times, teachers could never take a wage. But the students, out of their affection and out of their gratitude, they would give something at the end. Therefore, at the end of their education, Krishna Balaram went to Sandipani Rishi. O Gurudev, please allow us to perform some seva for you. How can we serve you? Prabhupada said, there's only one thing you can ask the Guru. Gurudev, what do you want from me? How I can serve you? Prabhupada, who brought this Hare Krishna to the West, he said, I only ask my Gurudev one question, how I can serve you. Therefore, Sandipani Rishi, as the ideal spiritual master, he said, I do not need anything from you. But you can ask my wife. Maybe my wife has some desire. Therefore, the wife said, yes, I had a son. That son went to take bath in the ocean. He never came back. Please bring my son back to life. Krishna and Balaram immediately went to the shore of the ocean and they called the ocean god. Ocean god, come here. Yes, Maharaj. You took the son of my guru, Sandipani Rishi. Please return him. That time the ocean said, I never took him. There is one demon called Panchajanya. The conch shell demon. He moved in the form of a conch shell. He took that boy and ate him. I have nothing to do with it. Therefore, Krishna searched the ocean and found the Panchajanya demon. Krishna killed him, searched in his stomach. The boy was not there. Therefore, you see Krishna blowing a conch shell. That's called the Panchajanya conch. Because Krishna kept the body of the demon as a souvenir. Therefore, Krishna looked everywhere, could not find that boy. Therefore, Krishna went to hell. The abode of Yamaraj. When Yamaraj saw that Krishna was coming, the god of death, became very much happy. He ran there and with great devotion, he worshipped the Lord, how I can serve you. O Supreme Lord, what shall I do for you who are playing the part like ordinary human beings? That time Krishna blew his conch shell, like we blow the conch shell at the end of Aarti. An auspicious sound, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes what happened when Krishna blew his conch shell in hell. The fires of Kumbhipaka, there's a big pots of oil. If you like to eat lobsters, you go there. When Krishna blew the Panchajanya, the fires of Kumbhipaka became very cooling. The ferocious beasts, the Rauravas, became very friendly. That was the effect of Krishna's conch shell. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, because of the result of his past activities, the Guru of my spiritual master was brought here to you. O Yamaraj, obey my order and bring this boy back to me without delay. Yamaraj said, may it be so. Immediately he presented the boy before Krishna and Balaram. And Krishna and Balaram brought the boy back and said, Gurudev, here is your dakshin, your son is here. Sandipani Rishi was so much happy, he offered benediction to Krishna Balaram. My dear boys, you have completely fulfilled the obligation that the disciple has towards the Guru. With perfect disciples like you, what more can the spiritual master want? He gave them some benediction. Just like, even though the mother may be the prime minister, a very powerful person, when the son comes home, the mother offers her blessings to the son, which is useless because the son is already so powerful. But out of affection, she does such a thing. My two boys, I bless you. Your fame will never be finished. The Vedic hymns that I taught you may always be fresh in your mind. Thus, Krishna Balaram, after 2 months, 64 days, returned to Mathura. Thus, the residents of Mathura felt our lives have returned. One kirtan. Don't always pass the buck, Vijay. Return to Mathura. One evening, as Krishna was standing on the roof of his new palace, he looked towards Vrindavan. That time was a time of cow duli, gow duli, when the cows were turning back from the pasture grounds. Some dust was in the air, and Krishna became absorbed in thoughts of Vrindavan. That time he was weeping bitterly, and Uddhav came. Who is Uddhav? Bhishanam Prabhu Mantri, Krishnasya Daita Saka, Shisho Brihaspati Shakshad Uddhav Buddhisa Uttama. What is the qualification of Uddhav? Uddhav caught the hand of Krishna and began to wonder, how astonishing. Krishna takes away the miseries of the three worlds, but Krishna is also suffering. Some anxiety is there. Brishinam Pravaromantra. Of all the residents of Mathura, the Brishnis, Uddhav is the best. He is Krishna's advisor. Even when Krishna has some problem, he asks, Uddhav, what should I do now? Krishnasya Daita Saka, he is Krishna's friend. He has given everything to Krishna. Like Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava, Dayata. Dayata means Vijay. Radharani has given everything to Krishna. Therefore she's Madhava Dayate. Therefore Krishna Dayata Saka, he has given everything to Krishna. Shisho Brihaspati Shakshad, he is direct disciple of Brihaspati, the guru of the demigods. Udav Buddhi Shautamam, of all intelligence persons, Udav was the best. In the Puranas, Krishna says to Udav, Jetatame Priyatmana Atmanyoni na Shankara Nacha Shankha Shanona Sri Tathayata Tatambhavam. Hey, Udav, Shankarshan is not as dear to me as you are. Nasri, no, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, she is not as dear to me as you are. Atmayoni na Shankara, no Atmayoni Brahma, no Shankara Mahadev, they are not as dear to me as you are. In fact, Udav, you are more dear to me than even I am to myself. You are more dear to me than even my own body. Therefore, Udav is the most qualified resident of Mathura. Therefore, Krishna was thinking, I have no one to share my suffering with here in Mathura. Just like at the funeral, everyone gets together. Who's such a great guy? I like him very much. When people can express their suffering to others, their suffering becomes lightened. But to whom Krishna will reveal his mind in Mathura, there is no one who can understand what is Vrindavan and what prem the Brijabasis have towards Krishna. Therefore, Krishna desired to talk with someone. Therefore, he thought Udav is the most qualified. Therefore, he wished to send Udav to Vrindavan. Therefore, Tamaha Bhagavan Preshtam Bhaktam Ekantanam Kwachit Grihadvat Paninam Panim Prapanati Harohari. Prapanati Harohari. Krishna, who is Prapanati, who takes away all the suffering of the three worlds, Krishna caught the hand of Udav, weeping, and said, Man manaska mat prana mat arte tvakta daika. Mameva dayatam prashtam atmanam manasagatam. Ye tvakta loka dharmas madate tam vibaramaham. Krishna began to describe the condition of the gopis of Vrindavan. O Udav, the minds of those gopis are always absorbed in me and their lives are devoted to my happiness. Therefore they cannot die because they have given their lives already to Krishna. Maneva dayata prashtam. They are most beloved of all my devotees. Atmanam manasagata. Except for me, their minds have no other goal. Gataye tvakta loka dharmas. For me, they have given up everything, even mundane religiosity. Even the gopis isn't thinking by the effect of yogamaya. If we be with Krishna, we leave our husbands, we will go to hell. But let us go to hell for Krishna's satisfaction. Therefore, the gopis have given up all desire for happiness in this life and the future lives, only for me. Madate tanvir barami aham. I alone and their beloved, indeed, I take it upon myself to always maintain them in every circumstance. Therefore, Udav, when the gopis remember me, they feel so much separation from me. Therefore, only because I promised to return, if I ask thee, the day after tomorrow, somehow they maintain their lives. Therefore, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radharani, in the mood of Radharani, prayed like that. One crow was there. Mahaprabhu said to the crow, "Oh, crow! Where's crow? Where's crow? Crow was here, he'd be happy to. You can tell him this." One crow was going towards Mathura. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, said, "Crow, you're going there to Mathuranath Krishna. Give him my message." Srila Gaugamaya used to explain, "We're going to do a Vedic test. Who won?" Shamal. Shamal, if your house is burning, what's the first thing you do? Oh, no. What about Takuji? If the house is burning, what's the first thing we do? Jayashri, what's the first thing we do? Huh? If the house is burning, what do you do when you wake up? Failed. You all failed the Vedic test. What about the cows? We don't have any cows. That's why we failed the Vedic test. But cows are dependent on the householder like children. Therefore, that time cows stay in the bottom of the house. If the house is burning, the cows have no way to escape. Therefore, the duty of the householder is to release the cows. Therefore, Radharani says, hey, crow, give Krishna the message. The house is burning. And the domestic animal wants to escape, but it cannot because the door is locked. Therefore, Krishna, you should unbolt the door. Then the cows can escape. Radharani's message is what? Krishna, now this body is burning without you burning. And the domestic animal means the pran. My life wants to escape from this burning house, but it cannot escape because there's a lock. What's the lock, Raga? Krishna's promise, I will return the day after tomorrow. Therefore, Krishna, you should withdraw your promise. I will not come back ever to Vrindavan, then we can die very happily. Therefore, because I have promised to return, the gopis are maintaining their lives with great difficulty. Therefore, Uddhav, you go to Vrindavan and Matsandeshayavayochataha. You give my message to the gopis. Means Krishna said to Uddhav, don't give your own message. Don't think I'm very intelligent. I know everything. Your message will not work. Therefore, Matsandeshayavayochataha. You give my message to the gopis, and if that message doesn't work, give this message, this message, this message. If that one doesn't work, give this one. Say this. Uddhav, Krishna gave Uddhav all type of instruction. They were Uddhav headed towards Vrindavan on the same chariot that Krishna had left as he went to the greatly fortunate Uddhav as he went towards Vrindavan. That time was the time of Krishna, the cows returning. Deva Uddhav was looking everywhere and he saw the scenes of devastation, of separation from Krishna. The trees had fallen over. Even the bees were rolling in the dust. You know the kirtans in there? Saki by Soy, what is it? Get that one ready. Huh? You know that one? Who knows that? You know that one, Madhu? Get ready to sing it. Huh? Why do girls have to do everything? Okay, get ready. That time, as Uddhav was going towards Vrindavan, for 1 second, Yogamaya took away her curtain. Remember I said there's two pastimes going on simultaneously in Vrindavan, Prakat and Aprakat. Therefore, Yogamaya gave mercy to Uddhav. For 1 second, Uddhav could see the real Vrindavan, Aprakat Vrindavan. What did he see? Hundreds of millions of cows. Mooing. Humba, humba. Indian cows do not go moo. Indian cows go humba. How do Russian cows go? Huh? That time those cows had full milk bags. Out of affection for their calves, the milk was flowing automatically, making the ground muddy. Hundreds of calves were jumping. Some are white. Those calves looked like foam on the waves of the milk ocean. With their tails in the air, they were jumping. They heard the loud sound of flute playing. Millions of gopis were churning butter and yogurt, singing Govinda Damo Dhanamadaveti. Those women looked supremely attractive, decorated from head to foot. Bulls were there fighting for the cows, rushing backwards and forwards. The whole of Gokul appeared charming. They were worshipping the sun god. Oh sun, please bless Krishna. Vrindavan was full of a charming atmosphere. So much opulence was there. Birds were chirping in the 10 directions. Flocks of birds were everywhere. Even the bees were chanting Hare Krishna. But then the next second, Vrindavan, that Yogamaya, withdrew her vision, and Uddhav saw Prakat Vrindavan, Vrindavan in separation from Krishna. What did he see? What page is it on? 109. Any kirtan in order can think of a kirtan?